On the first morning of the hunt, Mindy Hayano saw a bull.
But it was still a little too dark for us. And then he actually sucked up some grass right when we saw it, ran in the woods, didn't even get a shot at it. And then I'm like, oh man, you know, usually you see one bull and that's it. You know, if you don't get it, you're kind of out of luck.
It turns out they weren't. 5 days later, they spotted another one.
And again, ran straight in the woods, didn't get a shot at it. I'm like, that's it. You don't see two bulls and, you know, you don't see a third, that's for sure. But luckily we beached the boat, went out and walked a little bit, and then it came out and luckily showed itself to us, so we were able to get it.
Hayano and two family members hunted on the Nooshigak River right below the village of Ekwok. Every morning they would head out, boating up and down sloughs.
My mom was saying that the moose probably are timing us. These guys come at 7 o'clock every single morning and then again at 6 p.m., so they probably go in the woods and hide until they know we left.
Back home, they processed the meat just in time for Hayano to take some with her to share with family in Washington State. Further up the Nooshigak, Mary Apakadok goes hunting with her husband every year.
We're both working right now, so we walked in the evening, and even though if it's raining, we just gear up with rain gear and go out and look. We haven't been going very far, but yeah, it's been raining quite a bit.
Apakadok is the environmental coordinator for the New Kalignik Village Council. She says the water levels are low this time of year, so you can only reach certain places in a jet boat.
Because of the shallow conditions, we usually go into Cranberry Creek too, but it's too shallow now. Or people go down river and hunt in Mulchatna, but we basically stay up in there in the Kalignik area, up the New York and Main River areas.
Apakadok says moose fills their freezer for the winter and is a big part of their subsistence.
We never, hardly ever order processed meat, so we live off all of our subsistence throughout the year, whether it be moose, fish, or berries, and everything else that we subsist on.
The season ended Wednesday for the areas around Dillingham and to the north. Hunters in Unit 17A around Togiak have until September 25th to get a moose. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.